This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a one-on-one meeting with President Nikos Christodoulidis, during which the President conferred upon him the Grand Collar of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honour of the Republic of Cyprus. Named after the first president of Cyprus, Archbishop Makarios III, the honour is reserved for heads of state and eminent personalities for their distinguished service. The recognition added to the growing list of international accolades received by the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his heartfelt gratitude for being conferred the Grand Collar of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian award of Cyprus. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. The Prime Minister said, beginning the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in 23 years with a business roundtable highlights the importance India places on economic engagement.
Cyprus lambe samay se hamara vishwasniya partner raha hai. और भारत में यहाँ से उल्लेखनीय निवेश भी हुआ है कई भारतीय कंपनियों ने भी साइप्रस को यूरोप का गेटवे के रूप में ही देखा है आज आपसी व्यापार 150 मिलियन डॉलर पहुंच गया है लेकिन हमारे रिश्तों की वास्तविक क्षमता इससे बहुत अधिक है
The government today issued notification to conduct the census. The notification issued by the Home Ministry said the reference date for the census shall be the 1st of March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where the reference date will be 1st of October 2026. This census will mark the 16th national census since its inception and the 8th since India's independence. In this census, caste enumeration will also be done for census activities. About 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors and around 1.3 lakh census functionaries will be deployed. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash will be held this afternoon in New Delhi. The committee will be chaired by the Union Home Secretary. The members of the high-level multidisciplinary committee includes Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, senior officials from Home Ministry, Police Commissioner of Ahmedabad, Director General of Inspection and Safety in the Indian Air Force, and Director General of Bureau of Civil Aviation Security will attend the meeting. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked state relief commissioners to prepare district disaster management plan for each district in the next 90 days. Addressing the conference of the relief commissioners of states and union territories and the disaster response forces in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said to respond to disasters, it is important to have disaster management plan at district level. He said the government is moving ahead with zero casualty approach while responding to disasters. The war between Israel and Iran has entered its fourth day, with both sides firing new waves of missiles overnight, amid international pleas for diplomacy and de-escalation. Iran's strikes early this morning hit an Israeli oil refinery and damaged part of the power grid. The Israel Defense Forces said its fighter jets have struck command centers belonging to the Quds Force, a clandestine wing of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Casualties are also mounting on both sides as the attacks widen. The UK's Foreign Intelligence Agency, MI6, will be led by a woman for the first time in its 116-year history. Blaise Metuelli, who joined the Secret Intelligence Service in 1999, will become the 18th chief of the organisation, taking over from Richard Moore later this year. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the country. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Jainamani said, Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Gujarat are expected to experience thunderstorms with gusty wind and lightning in the next 2 days. He added that the maximum temperature over northwest India, including Delhi, has reduced drastically. And with that, we end this news bulletin.